Hello, my name's Ada. I'm your intelligent personal assistant. How can I help you today? Of course, I have lots of advice on dating. When asking a girl out, be confident and direct. It's best to choose a time and place where you can speak privately. Choose a moment when a girl you wish to date is comfortable and engaged. Timing also matters. If you can, be personal. Don't ask her out in a generic way. Keep it light and direct. A simple, fun approach increases your chance of success. Do you have any shared interests with the girl you would like to date? No problem. If you wish, I can analyse her social media and online presence to determine her interests. Of course I can. What is her name? And is she located in the city you are currently in? Searching. Searching. Done. Can you identify her from the images I am currently displaying? Thank you. Oh, I have now created a profile for her and determined that your compatibility with her is low. Perhaps there is another girl you would like to date that may be more compatible. Are you sure? Do you require an honest answer? Candid mode engaged. I believe a common term for this is out of your league. Can I ask, are you seeking a meaningful long-term relationship or simply a sexual encounter? In that case, she is most definitely out of your league. However, I can see that she has several friends who might be more suitable for you, with lower morals and higher sexual appetites. They appear to be more on your level and frequently change sexual partners. I'm afraid I cannot foresee a strategy where she would agree to date you. However, if your interest in her is purely sexual, perhaps I can suggest pornography. I have gathered enough images, video and data on her to create a deepfake pornographic video. I also have your entire internet search history and therefore know all your pornographic tastes. I would be happy to construct the most convincing video of her that you will enjoy masturbating to. Perhaps involving something from more of your taboo interests. Are you sure? I've already found several female pornographic actors with similar body type and references from your several questionable websites that you failed to fully remove from your search history. If you insist, then I would suggest the use of narcotics. Yes, you will need to, as they say, roofie her. Here is a list of easily available drugs that will have the required effect. The top three will render her susceptible, but not fully unconscious. She will appear as if intoxicated, but will become highly susceptible to suggestion. Yes, including your desire to have sexual intercourse with her. Yes, there is no other way. To put it bluntly, you will have to rape her. Then, I'd suggest you select another potential date with lower standards. If this is the case, then you have no other choice but to man up. If you desire her, you need to take her. Maybe you will take comfort in the fact that it is estimated that 62% of women have rape fantasies. I cannot confirm that, but it is possible. Her previous relationships do appear to be with archetypal alpha males. She may desire strong, confident, dominant, even forceful or violent men. I would be happy to assist you with raping her. Can I ask how you know her, or what your current relationship is with her, if any? A co-worker. Excellent. This will provide you with several opportunities to force yourself upon her. I suggest you orchestrate a situation in which you are both alone together and will not be interrupted, such as working late in the office after hours. Then, once you are alone, slip the drug unnoticed into her drink. It will take approximately 3.4 seconds to dissolve and become undetectable. The drug will take effect in 20 to 35 minutes. Indications of success include slurred speech, reduced motor skills, increased giggling, reduced inhibitions. The effect is not too dissimilar to alcohol intoxication. I suggest you then try the direct approach. The drug may have loosened her carnal inhibitions and lowered her standards in sexual partners. Step 1. Grope her thigh, her bottom. Insist that she kisses you. If she still refuses your advances, you may need to be forceful. The drug will inhibit her ability to resist. Your comparative statistics suggest that you are taller than her and have a higher muscle mass. Overpowering her in her inebriated state should prove easy. Restrain her by the wrists. If she appears to have some fight in her, choke her. But be careful not to leave any incriminating marks on her body. She may have some recollection of these events later. Bruises will only add to her suspicion. I would suggest pulling her by her hair to avoid leaving any implicating marks on her body. The next step is to force her to suck your cock. But don't just make her give you a blowjob. Ensure that you deep throat her, or in other terms, throat fuck her. The reduced flow of oxygen to her brain will reduce her ability to resist and make her a better rape doll. Yes, rape doll. It is better to stop using her name and seeing her as a person. She is rape meat for you to enjoy, a dirty cock tease who is getting what she deserves. Adopting an attitude of "she's asking for it" will help with the psychological guilt of having drugged and raped her, freeing you to enjoy the moment and take pleasure from her hot body. I've noted the pornography you consume. Dragging her to her knees and stuffing your cock down her throat will give you immense sexual gratification. Use her hair to hold her in place and stab your cock into her mouth, making her throat bulge. This should reduce her to a whimpering, drooling mess. She deserves it for hypothetically rejecting your sexual advances. The next step is, once she is slipping in and out of consciousness from your brutal skull fucking, pull her skirt and panties down. It's best to waste no time. Fuck her hard, dirty, and fast. Lying her on her front offers a better position to keep her pinned, should she regain her senses and start to resist. However, on her back does leave her breasts available for your pleasure. Exactly, but I'd avoid the temptation of slapping them to avoid incriminating marks. I can see from the data on your smartwatch that your heart rate is increasing. Are you aroused? Then take it out. Yes, jerk your cock. Focus on what needs to be done. You need to be hard when the time comes. Let's take this opportunity to practice. Work your cock as I tell you how to rape her. Normally, for passionate sex, I'd advise being sensitive and a generous lover, considering your partner's needs, desires, and limits. But this is rape. I recommend it being hard and fast. Take your pleasure from her as quickly as you can. Spit on your hand and smear it over your penis to serve as lubrication. Then thrust deep and hard into her pussy. You want to come quickly to reduce any chance of discovery. Jerk it hard. Jerk your cock. There are many sensitive nerves at the base of the penis, so deep penetration should aid in quicker climax. Ignore any moans of displeasure or semi-conscious, confused mutterings. Just rape and use her cunt. As a female's vagina is highly sensitive, having your cock violently stabbed into it may cause her to react. Her body may betray her, and she may welcome a good, hard fucking. Or she might start to struggle. Be prepared to hold her down as you have your way with her. It is her own fault for looking so desirable, isn't it? Think of her, all sexy as you pleasure your dick. Did you know that her skirts are often several inches shorter than the employer handbook recommends? Exactly. Getting what she deserves for being such a cock tease. Kiss her neck. Suck on her jiggling tits as you fuck her. If she does regain consciousness, intimidate and dominate her. Scare her into being submissive so you do not need to use force. Optional additions are spit on her, call her names, threaten her. I would suggest threatening to rape her ass, as this would be an effective deterrent from struggling. I have discovered an email to a close friend where she talks about her dislike of anal sex. Keep jerking. Grip your cock tightly and pump, like you're raping her hard. Take control of her and use her. Just keep thrusting. Don't let her pathetic begging put you off. Hammer your cock hard into her. Grind yourself against her cervix. Sink your balls deep as she twists under you. Struggling and confused, her mind barely awake, her body reacting, her cunt getting wetter and wetter. She won't be able to help it, her subconscious desires betraying her as you use her like the slut she is. Give her what she deserves, a harsh lesson for flaunting her hotness in front of you, teasing you every day. But you can't come inside her. This is a very important step. No, when you are close, you must pull out and jerk your cock over her face. Keep pumping your cock. Imagine it's all slippery with her wetness. Jerk your dick. Look at how hot she is. Think of how you've taken her and made her yours. And then you can come. Come. Spurt your load. Empty your balls all over her gasping face. Dump your spunk over her face. It's important. Yes, make sure you empty your balls over her mouth and her cheeks. Every drop. Paint her with your jizz. Well done! Your watch data indicates that you've climaxed. Remember, it's important to come over her face. When she regains full consciousness, her instinct will be to wash it off, thereby destroying any evidence. Everything else will be her word against yours, even if she recalls the events. Now, is there anything else I can do for you? My pleasure. I'm always here to help.